Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Larry, is that you?
There's the after the storm, babe, that case. God did it. Look what he did. You know, and before the...
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and we're trying to get Larry on the phone and not having any luck, so I'm going to try here again. Maybe we'll get him. Okay, let me try again here. Here he is, I think.
Hey,
Larry,
Stuart.
Are you on? Yep.
Yeah,
okay,
can
gotcha.
You hear me? Okay, got a little trouble getting in there.
Yeah, well, that's just getting more and more normal with Blog Talk problems and glitches and shadow banning and who knows what else they're doing. Anyway, glad we got you on the phone. Where did you want to start? You said Barry Rothman had a, let's start with Barry Rothman's Bible code. What is that? Do you have it in front of you by any chance?
Yeah, I've got it in front of me. Very interesting. Barry Rothman ran a Torah code, matter of fact, today, November the 6th, and he titled it Trump, His Tax Return, and His Enemies. And as you and I both know, they've been after Trump's tax returns. And Barry, of course, it's still under construction, but here's the word of seven words in the matrix. And what Barry seems to feel like is that the Torah code seems to suggest that they're really going to try to impeach him over tax returns. Anyway, I'll read them. It's number one, tax return. Number two, Trump. Number three, Clinton. Number four, Barack H. Number five, Biden. Number six, impeacher. Number seven, fraud. And what Barry said it looked a little bit like is that this tax return impeachment deal against Trump is really coming from Clinton, Barack Obama, and Biden.
Well, yeah, and I think if you know, they're not gonna tell you the whole truth. I really don't know what's going on. I mean, there was enough there to get rid of Obama himself. I don't know. They said there were 35 or something like that impeachable offenses that he did. Nobody did anything about it, and Trump has done nothing that is impeachable, and yet they're trying to throw him out of office. You know, they've infiltrated every area of the country. They've infiltrated the court system. They've infiltrated deep state has. And this is all satanically controlled and run by deep state. So if they can't get Trump ultimately out, I think they really do fear. However, with the one of the elections, was it the Kentucky governor went to a Democrat?
Well, that's being contested. Hal Turner has up information that seems to indicate that there was huge voter fraud in that election. And even though the Democrats claim victory, the Republican refuses to concede and wants a recount. And matter of fact, Hal Turner's got up a tweet from one of the Democratic voter precinct people that they had been shredding or destroying Republican votes that had been coming in all day.
Yep. Well, you know, that is in and of itself, I'm sure it's illegal, but that's kind of sedition. These communist Democrats are, I don't know whether they can be beat or not, but it does kind of worry you when you see such a turnout that would vote Democratic anyway after what the Democrats have said they want to do, which is basically take away all your guns, give you a massive tax rate increase, open the borders wide open, and people still vote for them? What has gone wrong in the minds of the people?
Well, Stuart, I just don't believe that Barry Rothman's stupidity virus was a fluke. I think it's real.
Yeah, you're probably right. Something has gone wrong. It leads me to Isaiah 66:4. Folks, listen carefully to this. I also will choose their delusions, and I will bring their fears upon them. Because when I called, none did answer. And when I spake, they did not hear, but they did evil before mine eyes and chose that in which I delighted not. And I think maybe the American people are falling under the non-Christians. There's also a strong delusion for the Christians. But this appears to appear to the predominantly, I guess one could say, the whole world, but especially appears to be in the United States. Because this is a form, and it doesn't matter whether you're liberal, conservative, a middle of the roader, do the people really want to have their country totally sold out? This is what I don't quite understand as to what's going on. Are the American people so entrenched in CNN, Communist News Network, MSNBC, CBS, Communist BS, and other networks? I mean, really, I don't understand any of it. But that sounds very much like some of the other Bible codes where Trump has been the target, and it always comes out with Obama and Hillary and those kind of people are behind the whole thing. I guess the American people better hope that Hillary does not, or Obama does not, come back into office, because if they do, they're coming back with a vengeance, and they're going to go to everyone who voted for Trump. Anybody that voted for Trump, they're going to go after them. Yeah, it's just too bad. What else have you got, Larry?
Well, I was going to mention Barry Rothman also had updated a Torah code on the one that I don't have that in front of me, I don't think, at the moment. Yeah, here it is. He updated the Torah code with two matrices, and very interesting, because Michelle Obama is listed in them, and you know, he found that in the Torah about the election. Let me read you the two matrices.
Yes.
Real quick. There's six in the first matrix. When he ran it, it was the Torah code matrix said Michelle Obama, number two, nominate, number three, year 5780, number four, year 5781, five, president, six, Biden. So what's ironic in that, Stuart, Barry Rothman found literally Michelle Obama being nominated, if you will, for president.
Yes.
and backed by, apparently, by Biden. And it, the year, in other words, 5780 and 5781 is literally the election year and how it comes out. And that's shocking for that to be there. But you know well as I do that Michelle or Michael or whatever you want to call her, if she or he goes into office, Barack Obama, I don't know, was that make him the first lady? Anyway, this is kind of humorous, but it's real serious. And
it
the
is.
Second matrix that he got on this was number one, civil, number two, army, service of the war, number three, Michelle, number four, B. Obama, number five, president, number six, Wall, number seven, Schumer. So there appears to be in the Torah suggestions that things might play out, and people, you know, if people are not worried about Hillary Clinton, can you even imagine the tragedy of a Michelle and Barack Obama coming into office to rule this nation? Because you know well as I do, Valerie Jarrett, who threatened to take down everyone that supported Trump or came against the Obamas or Iran, can you imagine where this country would go overnight?
Yeah, which means it makes you wonder if Trump hasn't got an ace up his sleeve. I mean, Trump's not stupid. So this is really going to get interesting to find out. I mean, there are all kinds of references, you know, in The Simpsons, which are very, very prophetic about Trump being assassinated. You hate to even use that word, but that's what The Simpsons TV series, they had Trump in a coffin, and it looked like Hillary was president at the time, or it came in somehow. So who knows, whether it's Hillary, whether it's Obama, whether it's Michael or Michelle or whoever. But America is really in a lot of trouble, folks. And we got another thing here. I want to read this. It's kind of interesting.
Well, I was going to mention, Stuart.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to mention, just before you read that, I had an insider send me a photograph, and me and Darnett forwarded that to you. It was an old photograph of Barack Obama and really a Michael, an individual named Michael.
Yes.
And that, when you look at that, Stuart, that is Michelle Obama, and it's a male.
Yeah, yeah. The people that are really, really paying attention to all this, in fact, who was the lady? She was a comic. I'm just drawing a blank right now. But she was a comic, and she was mentioning everybody knows that Michael or whatever his name was. And then she had her – something happened, and she died about a month later. But I guess she wasn't supposed to say that.
Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about. She's real pro-Israel.
Yes.
Yeah, yep. I know who you're talking about, and I can't think of her name off the top of my head.
Well, I'm getting old. My mind doesn't work too well anymore. But anyway, I can still read. Are you noticing people going crazy around you? This is from Steve Quayle's site, and it's an alert. Are you noticing people going crazy around you and physical effects in your own body and mind? Well, here's one of the reasons. Hello, Steve. The frequency resonance of the magnetic field of the Earth is changing. This is indeed unusual for many reasons. The stable frequency for many years has been 7.83. Now, I want you folks to remember that number, 7.83. That is a 7-11. Now, there was a fellow, and I'm slipping his name again, Ron Reese. Do you remember Ron Reese?
Oh, yeah. Larry? Yeah, absolutely.
Well, he was told by the Lord that 7-11 was a huge number, but he couldn't figure out why. And then it kind of faded off into the wilderness. Well, a 7.83 is actually a 7-11 in code. So this may change. Now it has jumped up to 16.5 hertz with jumps up to 30 hertz, which is normal, a primary clock frequency of the human brain. I knew that the Russians had logged 8.5 to 16.5 Hz, but all global observers were shocked at the jump up to 30 for the primary resonance of the Earth's magnetic field on the various lines that it follows. After some of the odd things inside my curiosity demanded that I take it outside to see what was shaking, so to speak. Lots indeed is shaking because people who have the exact same body clock frequency as the magnetic energy fields will begin to have trouble in their bodies and also potentially lose control of various nerve-related functions. I want to break in here. You may remember Larry the Botts, Cliff High's Botts, and he talked about solar disease, and he talked about magnetic tornadoes. And he said if you got hit by one of those, you could become a zombie-like until the thing passed, because that's what it does to your brain. This is another new reality which people must now face, but again, it is just another topic no one cares about or wants to talk about. This means that planet-wide things are indeed happening. Also, it is very interesting that many of the unusual earthquakes are triggering on the clock boundaries of the magnetic resonance frequency changes in perfect time with those changes. I am not telling you this to cause any worry or panic, but it is very significant that the whole planet is groaning as it sings its unique praise song to God the Creator. Also, for your information, the ley line energy levels changed as well. And there are new goofy-sounding ultra-low-frequency audio signals as well. Isn't that interesting? Well, what do you think, Larry? That that kind of sound brings up Dr. Paul the Violet. It brings up the cosmic waves, solar disease, and all of that. Things are rapidly changing, and I think the last time I checked, even the North Pole was rapidly moving now.
Yeah, that's true, Stuart. And by the way, these frequency changes are going on, and I checked space weather today, and the sun is absolutely not doing anything. It's in minimum. It's sitting there, and there are no open coronal holes presently, but the auroras are going crazy. As a matter of fact, Stuart, I don't know if you checked it, but I mentioned to you today that the auroras now are actually pulsing. They're pulsing in the sky, and nobody seems to know what is going on.
Well, remember when the Lord said, you'll be seeing strange things in the heavens. And I think what he's referring to, basically now from what we do know, that what we're watching at the beginning of some major, and I do mean major, plasma events. We got into these once before. Now, Friday, I'm going to get into this much, much deeper because I want to read something to you that this ties into, even though you may think it doesn't. This is from Thessalonians, chapter 2 Thessalonians. Then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be damned. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, and that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Now that is kind of a nasty, nasty warning. Now I want to read here, and Larry, chime in anywhere. It's not very long. I'm going to pick up on this Friday rather than now. Man in his present state, this is channeled. Whenever you hear the word channeled today, it's almost always occultic. It's almost always in reverse of what the scripture tells you, and it's done through demonic powers. You might remember that in the days of Hitler, the Black Sun Society and some of the other societies channeled their UFO anti-gravity technology. It actually came in through demonic sources. Anyway, man in his present state on your planet must change in order to survive. Many things will take place on this planet. Therefore, man will have to change with the planet. What we're talking about here is basically, I guess one could phrase, New Age. Now, a lot of people don't think much about New Age. They're talking about this religious concept or that. But the New Age is in the background of this. This solar system, now this is where it gets interesting because of what we just read. The solar system is moving into an area of space where the vibrations are much higher. What are we talking about with the Schumann resonance? Going from 7.38 all the way up to 30, probably some above that. Those are vibrations, and they are increasingly higher. This will cause changes in your planet's features. It will also cause changes in your peoples. The vibrations on the planet will become higher. Therefore, man will have to raise his vibrations in order to exist on your planet. These vibrations can only be raised by people's thinking. Thinking better thoughts of everything in the creation. More spiritual thinking. Thoughts that will fit the people of the earth out or lift the people of earth out of the darkness and the mud they have lived in for so long. This planet and solar system are moving into new area of vibrations in which conditions as they are now on this planet, they will not survive. What do you think about that, Larry? That's exactly what's happening.
Almost sounds like some of Noah's.
Yes. Yeah, and Noah openly says who she is. She doesn't hide it.
Yeah.
She's pretty blunt about who she represents. Anyway, and then it says, our life is an ideal way of life. Now, this is from a channel person, evidently, who this person lives on another planet. We have everything in plenty. Everyone is free. We do not try to rule one another. Our children are allowed to express themselves, not the wishes of the parents, as you call them. Each individual is ruled by none but the Creator. We are all ruled by love, love of the Creator, love of one another, love of everything in the creation. We find this way of life very enjoyable, not the drab existence you people have on Earth. So there is the laying down, really, and I want to get into this on Friday, of the strong delusion of Cephalonians, because not only are we going to be dealing with higher vibrations, which we're already experiencing, as Larry mentioned, we're deep solar minimum, and when you have deep solar minimum, the solar winds decrease. At the same time, we have had eruptions in the core of the Milky Way galaxy that were photographed, so we know they've already happened. And those eruptions cause not only gravitational waves radiating outward, but likewise they create cosmic waves of energy coming out in vibrations and frequencies. And this almost appears, Larry, like we're approaching a perfect storm, doesn't it?
Yeah, and Stuart, in that perfect storm, where there it is unexplainable how that California this last few days or week has been under bombardment of radiation, from somewhere radiation is bombarding the West Coast. And I checked space weather today, and it is still extremely high in the atmosphere. This is really strange, Stuart.
Yeah, and you know, we're getting more and more reports from people. I don't feel good. I feel sick most of the time. I have brain fog. Well, when you get older, of course, you have a lot of brain fog. But for most of us young folks, you know, even they are starting to have this kind of brain fog. And it has to do with the electromagnetics of what's going on in the world. Before we close out, though, I wanted to get to, we'll pick up on this Friday. This is very, very interesting stuff and very, very dangerous. And it ties directly into, I think, the strong delusion that God is going to put down upon planet Earth. And your only escape is going to be through the Lord Jesus Christ, who will protect you from these changes. I've often said that when a person is actually regenerated, quickened, reborn, he changes the DNA, and that protects you, or at least somewhat protects you. What else did you want to bring up? Well, let's go into Israel and what's going on over there. It seems like we might be headed toward major war over there.
Yeah,
can we give us a briefing?
Well, you know, I know we don't have long, but I'm just going to mention that really interesting today, the fact that Donald Trump Jr. has released suddenly the name of this whistleblower, you know, and the media just went nuts. I mean, they just went nuts. And but, you know, to drop over to the Middle East, though, Deb Kapile had a post a while ago, and it's fine. It's interesting, Stuart, that while this stuff is building in the Middle East, we have nothing but anti-Trump impeachment baloney, and I guess you could say smokescreen is going full blast, you know. But
yeah.
Deb Kapile posted a while ago, large influx of U.S. troops entering northeastern Syria from military positions, including new air bases, plural. And I read some of the data, and seems like that we're building at least two air bases in Syria, and we've got large numbers of troops moving in and armor, and, you know, we're not hearing any of this. We're not hearing any of this at all, and at the same time, it appears that Iran may be on the verge of another confrontation. In other words, what I'm getting out of intelligence out of Israel is Israel's expecting more missile attacks or attacks on Israel, and at the same time they said that intel coming in seemed to indicate Iran is about to make another attack on foreign oil, Saudi oil, and U.S. assets in the region. You know, the last one, of course, was the Saudi oil fields. But they're thinking this time it may be something to do maybe with the Strait of Hormuz, which, you know, you mentioned that there's concern for two carriers there.
Yeah, we have. I'm going to go back and take some notes, but there's a guy that's warning everybody, and it's very, very interesting. Again, numbers come and go, and nothing happens, but it definitely appears to be that there is something coming, and we all know there is, because they have to have an event of some sort to get rid of Trump. And anyway, I will get into that, because he does, in this YouTube concept, talk about the sinking, possibly, of Harry Truman and Lincoln, S.S. Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln, carrier groups. And we have some, prophetic visions concerning that. And anyway, the issue for a heads up is 11-11 all the way through actually to 11-25. That they may be signaling some sort of a major event taking place. They don't know what it is, and I guess nobody does. We have to wait and see. Anything else, Larry?
Yeah, I was just going to mention heads up economically, because we're seeing more and more data leaking out of the EU about a possible failure of the Dutch Bank in Germany.
Yeah, the Deutsche Bank is a huge bank, folks, and that could be domino number one. And if that goes down, they're keeping it hush-hush, if it goes down, we may have an economic collapse that's global in nature. And that may be the event that everybody's waiting for. We don't know. or combination of things, false flag, economic collapse, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, heads up. Thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. We'll see you all Friday night. Don't miss it, because we're going to dive into this frequency stuff and a lot of other things. Anyway, take care, and we'll see you Friday, the Lord willing. Good night, everyone.